Welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for July 11th comes from Joshua 14 through 15. The allotment of the inheritance in the land west of the Jordan begins rightfully with Caleb. Caleb and Joshua had been the only two spies to enter the promised land and return with a good report. At that point, 45 years ago, when Caleb had been only 40 years old, Joshua 14, verse 7 and then 10, Caleb pleaded with the people to enter into the land. Because of Caleb's wholehearted obedience to Yahweh, he receives the land of Hebron in Joshua 14, verses 13 through 15. Now, Caleb is from the tribe of Judah, and after he receives his own inheritance, the rest of the tribe of Judah receives the first apportionment of the land before all the other tribes. Since the tribe of Judah plays an incredibly important role in the whole story of the Bible, so much so that our Lord Jesus descends from this tribe, it's valuable at this point to review some of Judah's history. The man Judah, after whom the tribe was named, had been an absolute scoundrel. In Genesis 38, he had hired Tamar, his daughter-in-law, the widow of his dead sons, as a prostitute because he didn't recognize her. But as Judah matured, and as God apparently worked on his heart, he eventually offered himself as a substitute in Egypt to protect his younger brother from being held prisoner in Genesis 44, verses 18 through 34. Then, on his deathbed, Judah's father Jacob had prophesied that the scepter, that is, the kingship, would never depart from Judah in Genesis 49, verse 10. In the book of Numbers, Judah is the first tribe named in the arrangement of the camp, with the choicest location in the camp, on the side of the entrance of the tabernacle, in Numbers 2, verse 3. Then, when Israel broke camp, Judah set out first to lead the other tribes, in Numbers 10, verses 14. All of this is setting up the story for the rise of David, a son of Judah, who would become the great king from whose family the scepter would never depart, according to 2 Chronicles 7, verse 18. So, when the Apostle John weeps in despair during a vision of the throne room in heaven at the thought that the world might never be put to right, since no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could be found to open the scroll, one of the elders reminds him of the story, saying, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." In Revelation 5, verse 5. Brothers and sisters, our hope is found neither in Judah, nor Caleb, nor even David, but rather in the greater son of the tribe of Judah, who conquered all the powers of hell and the curse of sin and death through his own life, death, and resurrection. Therefore, weep no more. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, would you take a moment to leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? It's one of the best ways you can support this podcast, and you can leave your review by visiting freedailybiblestudy.com/iTunes or freedailybiblestudy.com/Stitcher.